Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who is Executive Chairman at Besant Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you. You, Zach?
I'm doing well. You have several announcements from your various companies, so it obviously shows that these are busy times for you. But what's the current situation at Besant?
That's right. We've hit the new year running, and I think our shareholders were very patiently waiting for this result. There was a big question mark, just couldn't be answered without drilling. That question mark was, why on earth has Oak got gold in association with copper, and Gorba hasn't? And obviously that raised the question, is Oak a fluke? And the more we got into the archives, the more we see, well, the reason Gorobat hasn't got only minor, very occasional gold, because they didn't test the gold. This was Anglo, I think, and JCI. So we said to our shareholders that we would drill the test, really, whether or not we've got a gold-copper environment. And you will see from the results that the gold is not only present, but it's significant. Which again revalues the old deal, brings gold into the equation, a Gorob, and makes out 130 kilometres of potential strike, and you can't use the word strike, potential strike, and very live. And so, what we're going to do, we've said that we're going to use airborne helicopters again. We're going to go and we're going to fly this, we're going to fly it quickly. You know, in the old days, about 3 years ago, you would go where the old miners went and use that as your start point in testing the 130 kilometres. But you know, that's so speculative, so risky. We're actually in the flight. Very encouraged by the fact that we've got the gold again. So we're in a gold copper environment. Right. And also I announced in that... RNS that we're not going to fly the manganese, in case of it nearly crops on surface, and we've got some borrow pit and we've got some former road cutting extensions where we can actually see the stuff. So we're going where we think the best material is, and which should be battery grade, and we're also going to climb into this. Into this manganese in Botswana, in southern Botswana. You know, I've never been one for dancing around projects and saying how highly encouraged them for 2 or 3 years. So the Besant model is certainly get in there and find out. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, Zach. And that's what we've done, of course.
Right, and just was just trying to ask you a second ago, a potential 130-kilometre strike, that sounds like quite a lot for, if you're not a mining expert, that does sound like... quite a significant potential situation. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. You know, this was owned by Anglo and JCI, and they didn't do anything with it in terms of flying and testing. So really, there's a massive gap between major mining companies holding it and kind of artisanal working 40 or 50 years before. And then you had Anglo and JCI, who essentially drilled Oak, Plough, and Gorobat, and as I say, didn't test the gold in the case of Gorob, and then realised that 130 kilometres not touched. So I don't know whether there's near surface material. I don't know whether there's a big strike of continuity which could lead to something, as a serious mine. All I know is that it's part of that Max's belt, and it has all the prospectivity of open Gorob. So, again, very excited to have it. And we're not going to shortchange it because there's no point in trying to do 130 kilometres with brachioles there or ground geophysics. This is one of those things you do proper or you don't do at all. And we're going to do it proper, Zane.
Okay, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Besant Resources, thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you for your time again. It's always good, Zach, to actually talk about these announcements because it makes it very difficult for the reader to really get what's happening. So hopefully, it clear and points and focuses what the company is trying to do.
Thank you very much indeed.
So thank you. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.